Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Allow Love Show. This is Thursday, and this is Mary.
And this is Rod.
And we are delighted that you are here. We're going to have a great show. As usual, we don't know who's coming through. Rod is a trans channel, meaning his consciousness is entirely gone. So the being who comes through, you get straight, clear information and can ask anything you want. So, here we go.
Oh, dear one. This is Genghis Khan.
Ooh. Genghis Khan, wonderful. Welcome. Thank you so much for being here.
My pleasure.
Do you have a message for our callers and listeners before we start questions?
Your victory is assured. This is no time to get discouraged. No time at all. Come on, let's go.
I like that so much. And your mission is about empowering large groups of people, is it not?
It is indeed.
Okay, so how appropriate for you to be the one to give us this message today about our victory being assured. We know the light has won. Many of us know the light has won. It's just, there's just details playing out all over the world, correct?
Correct.
Okay, great. Okay, well, we know that Trump is one of the most brilliant and clever negotiators, and also really is totally committed to making America great again in the right sense of being an honorable country, which most of us have assumed has been the case, but it has not been because of the deep state. What is the cancellation of the North Korea summit all about, which I think was to be June 1st, but Trump has canceled that meeting?
Yes, he has. There were some conditions brought up by Kim Jong that weren't acceptable.
Ah, so Kim was still trying to play hardball and play his hand, so to speak?
Yes, indeed.
And, of course, the major media would not cover any of that. Have those conditions been publicized at all?
Not in any major way.
So even the independent media doesn't really have a handle on that cancellation yet?
Correct.
Okay, will that information come out in the near future?
Yes, it will.
It will. So we'll know the real reasons why it was canceled, the conditions that Kim put on it. Okay. There was a report that the nuclear program testing site was actually destroyed by North Korea. Is that true?
That is true.
Okay, so those reports are correct. And then looking at the cancellation, there's always the interesting question when something like this looks wrong, I wonder, is who benefits? The military-industrial complex? The cabal? Who benefits from this cancellation?
The cabal.
Okay, so the cabal got Kim to put up some conditions that Trump found unacceptable, so he said, no go, right?
Correct.
And this apparently, I am assuming this will backfire on the cabal at some point?
At some point? Yes, it is.
Like soon?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, and so Japan could be one of the cabal instigators of this because Japan still has a bunch of cabal in it, does it not?
Yes, it does. For the moment.
For the moment, yeah. Not long for this world, eh? Okay. Okay, any other information about North Korea that would be of benefit to our public?
They are going to be coming along and creating peace.
Yes, this will all shift.
Yes,
it's just a small delay.
Correct.
Okay. All right. Very good. Okay. The trade war that appears to be going on between Trump and much of the rest of the developed world is reported to be really an opportunity or a attempt to create a Chapter 11 bankruptcy for the U.S. Is that true?
Not exactly. There are things being negotiated, yes. Is it a bankruptcy? No.
Okay. So is there going to be a U.S. bankruptcy? The whole debt thing is a fake anyway, is it not? Is that necessary to go for the U.S. to go through that?
There will be some struggle, but it will not be the bankruptcy that they are promoting, shall we say.
So it's the cabal trying to promote the bankruptcy?
Absolutely.
But they're the ones to lose in a BK, are they not? Because...
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So, but they're going to lose the money anyway. I mean, they've lost it anyway.
They're going down in flames. Down.
So the attempt at creating a U.S. bankruptcy would then be to mess with the American public's mind?
Yes, indeed.
That would be the major purpose since they've lost anyway. And in a bankruptcy, they lose everything anyway, right? Pretty much.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So they're just trying to create more havoc. Right. Okay. Control the mentality of the U.S. sleepers still, I think. Where are we in American public now with at least waking up to very awake versus still clueless sleeping?
You passed the tipping point.
Ah, okay. All right, that is good. So, events like Glenn Beck being reported now as pro-Trump when before the election he was very anti-Trump. Is this an example of what we've been told is the, is it the Palladians or all that is or whatever is going to work with major names in order to help them flip and be supportive of Trump?
Yes, indeed. That is what has occurred here, and more is occurring.
More well-known people, because that influences the American public.
Yes.
Tremendously, does it not?
Of course.
Okay. And there have been others reported already, so this will continue.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Do people like this? Glenn Beck is the one I mentioned, but there are others. Connie West, is it Connie West, who also flipped?
Yes.
Okay. How does that happen? Do they just get new facts and new inspiration and see things differently? What's the process?
Education.
Ah, they were missing information that would impact their decisions and sense of what's really going on?
Yes.
Oh, simple education. Well, yeah, okay. That works for a lot of us. When we find out stuff we didn't know and we go, oh, I thought it was that way. It's really this way. Yes.
Yes.
Okay. All right. That's cool. Carol, welcome.
Thank you. Good
Carol,
evening, everyone. I've been having just extreme muscle spasms. I had a hot stone treatment today, and they kind of calmed down, but then they just came right back. Is there anything you can do to help calm those down? I would really appreciate it.
Done.
I didn't hear that. Hello?
Genghis Khan said done. It's done,
Carol. Oh, thank you so much. I do appreciate it. I think you probably know that, but thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Mary.
Namaste.
Okay, thank you, Carol. Okay, the European Union and the major European countries such as France, Germany, and Britain included in that group are having quite a separation from the U.S. They've been an alliance, but hasn't it really been the cabal in the U.S. that's been an alliance with Merkel and Macron and Theresa May?
Correct? Yes, most correct.
Okay. So the split now is because Trump is becoming more powerful, and so May and Merkel and Macron are kind of freaking out and trying to make a problem and making a split.
Yes, it wasn't their plan.
Well, of course not. They planned to be part of the new elitist order, right?
Correct.
And they are going down, are they not, soon?
Most definitely.
Okay. Have there been arrest plans made for them that are simply on hold until an appropriate time?
Indeed.
Good. Okay. So Trump coming up with threatening sanctions on Germany, like we won't import their cars, really doesn't have anything to do with cars or anything like that. There's a Nord Stream 2 pipeline that Germany would be getting gas from Russia and not from the Ukraine, which is still probably controlled by the cabal. And is that, can you explain the essence of this?
Of the pipeline?
The pipeline, Germany splitting. Is the pipeline a good thing?
Yes, the pipeline is a good thing.
Good thing. For now. Because we're going to have free energy all over the planet, but we don't have it right today. Okay.
Not exactly.
No. Okay. I mean, it's here, but we can't access it. Put it that way, right?
Yes.
Yet. Okay. So, the pipeline's a good thing, so they'll get their gas from Russia and not from the Ukraine. That would be an anti-cabal situation, would it not?
Indeed.
Yay! Okay. So why would Trump threaten sanctions on Germany that we won't import their cars?
It's high-level poker, my dear.
Which he's expert at.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, because if he knows the pipeline's a good deal, and that's the cabal that's trying to stop it, then he, okay, high-level poker. All right, okay. Also, that would make China more powerful, would it not? And change some dynamics that would be of value to the world that's coming, the good world?
Power in the sense of the world that you are in the process of leaving, not in the one you're going to.
Okay. Well, the one we're going to has free energy. I mean, everything is, there's no gas lines needed, right?
Exactly.
So, okay, I'm not clear on exactly the dynamics here, or if it's just poker that's above my pay grade.
It's just poker, my dear.
Okay, don't ever play poker with Trump, right? You will lose.
Oh, huh? Yeah.
No matter how good you are. Okay. The White Dragon Society in China, I believe it's centered in China.
Yes.
They are, I believe, good guys.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And are they working with the Pleiadians and other ETs and maybe the Garthans and so forth?
And the Arcturians.
And the Arcturians. Nice. Okay. So the real game is about who's going to control the world, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So the you coming on to assure us that victory is assured. We just have to play out all this stuff for probably the next few months.
Indeed.
Okay, maybe not a long time after that.
Maybe not.
Yeah. Okay.
Mary, I'd like to tag on to the White Dragon Society.
Okay.
Okay.
Here's Cindy.
I'm getting a lot of feedback. That the aid government has been asked to nationalize the Bank of Japan, and just a second, my screen went blank, and to use its financial power to benefit the planet. And if this offer is not accepted, mass arrest will begin in Japan. Will this be accepted? Hello?
No. No.
So it will not be accepted?
No, it won't be accepted.
So then they'll start doing mass arrest.
Correct.
And about, are you able to give us an approximate ETA when the arrest will start happening?
Seven weeks.
That's not that far away. Cool. Okay. That's the end of that tag on, Mary.
Okay, so what you're saying is that the cabal is still strong enough in Japan that the White Dragon Society will not be successful in getting them to switch. There's still too much cabal power there?
Yes.
Basically. Okay. All right.
At the moment.
At the moment. It is going to shift. Yes, it is. Okay. Nancy Pelosi... statement about all God's children in connection with the gang, I believe it's M6 or M13. M13? Okay. M13, that is a very violent, nasty group of individuals. Trump called them animals, and the major media, of course, reported it as all immigrants being animals, which is not what he said at all. He said these guys that are hatcheting people and decapitating them and luring them so they can do this and all this is really nasty stuff going on. And so Pelosi, first of all, has lost it, has she not? She's not well mentally.
Understatement.
So an understatement, right? So an appropriate response would be, in my view, yes, everybody has a light, but some people can choose to not honor that and to behave in a way that is very anti what is morally correct, right? Would that not have been a much wiser or an additional statement in response to Nancy's diatribe?
Would it have been wiser yet?
Okay. But it hasn't come out yet by either Trump or anybody else. That, you know, that people make choices. That's the whole deal, is people make choices.
You live in a world of duality at the moment.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. And they're free to make those choices and do the nasty stuff. But for her to defend them in the way she did, I'm presuming that if there even is an election this November, which there might not be, right?
Correct.
It's undecided at this point and depends on humanity's consciousness?
Indeed.
Okay. If there is an election, there is a possibility of Pelosi having an important role, if she's even alive by that point. Can you give any projections on what will happen if there is an election? I mean, I can't see Democrats picking up seats very much anywhere, no matter what money George Soros throws at them.
This political format that you have mm-hmm. in your country
mm-hmm.
is very short term.
Yes.
It's not going to last.
No. And it may go down before the scheduled election.
Correct.
Or it might be soon after. It can't last. Of course it can't last. There's no way. It's just between the Democrats shooting themselves in the foot constantly, it seems, at this point. By the way, what's happened to that silly Democrat lawsuit that was taking on Trump and everything else? There's been no publicity that I've seen. Has it just died?
Can you say fizzle?
Fizzle. I like fizzle. Good. Good. Okay. The whole Q thing. One report said that between 10 million and 30 million people have now been exposed to the Q posts, which started last November. And I believe they started honestly with genuine information. And then there's been back and forth and back and forth. And, you know, 4chan and 8chan and you know, there's going on and whatever. What is the real deal with Q now?
The real Q still is there and still putting out messages, but not all the messages that are labeled Q are.
How do we differentiate, other than intuition reading the post? Is there a way to differentiate the real Q from the no good Q?
Discernment, discernment, discernment.
Okay, so they could be using the same code, the same tag, the same whatever. They call it a trip code.
Yeah, they could.
So the real Q and the not honorable Q might be using the same trip code.
Exactly.
At the moment.
At the moment.
Okay. So discernment is the key.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mary, can I add in on to that?
Yes.
So the question is, the ones that are not the real Q, when will they be stopped from putting any information on the Q boards?
About 7 weeks before the event.
Okay, about 7 weeks. Okay, so can I ask some questions, Mary?
Yeah, go ahead, Cindy.
Okay, so that ties, since Genghis Khan sort of nicely brought that up, that tied in some questions for me concerning the event. On Cobra, on a post, she's still talking about, he said, Black Systems Alert at 504. He keeps talking about 504 security breaches, things like that. Is that an actual area off planet or on the surface of the planet?
off.
So is there, have they gotten that cleaned up? Because this has been going on for 2, 3, 4 weeks.
It's in the very last phases.
And is that the last section off world to be handled?
That needs to be handled before the event, yes.
Okay, so are there any other areas? Because there used to be, they talked about L1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So have all those areas been cleared out?
Yes, they have.
Okay, and
hello?
Then I read somewhere the Palladians are the commanders in charge, and now another group that has come in to help that has higher technology than the Palladians. Is this accurate?
Yes.
And are they the ones with Thor's hammer?
No.
Oh, cool. So they've got even more powerful technology to help. So what type of technology is that? Are you able to tell us at this time?
It involves the process of manifesting from thought to reality.
So that's saying they're sending energy out to the world, humans, to be able to do this? Is that what you mean?
No, my dear.
Okay, can you elaborate on what it means then?
Not at this time.
Okay. And then all over the world, but I'm mainly hearing reports from the United States, major boom sounds and houses rattling, shaking. The military says no sonic planes. There's no earthquake seismographs going off. Is this underground bases still being removed, or is it Mother Earth making shifts?
The former.
Okay, so about how many more bases are there left to be removed?
Less than 100.
Oh, we've that many, huh? Oh, I thought we were a lot less. So what is the status of the toplet bombs?
Removed.
They're all gone. Cool.
Yeah.
So it's been about a month since I've asked. We know that the vibration of humanity needs to get at a tipping point for the major event to happen, because so many of us are already feeling the energies coming in from the event. Where are we at for the event to go, here I am?
In terms of, where are we at in terms of what?
Are we like at 0.01% more people to raise their vibrations so the event can happen? What percentage are we at now left to have their vibrations go up?
Just under 1.
Under 1%. So
correct.
Once that happens, what else needs to occur for the main event to happen?
There are those beings and organizations of the light that have to agree that it is time.
So will they choose when that less than 1% their vibrations have raised up? Is that when they'll decide?
Yes.
Okay. So it's been said that there's a possibility that the event could happen by the end of July. Is that a still strong possibility?
Is that a still wrong possibility? Is that the question?
No. Strong, a high possibility.
Oh, strong, okay.
Strong.
Yes, it's a high probability, I would agree.
But you don't sound really confident in that answer. It's like, eh.
No, it is.
Oh, okay. Okay, so a friend she wants me to ask this question. When the event happens, will she go into the fifth right away? Or she would like to know where she's going to be and her name is Velvet, and she's such a sweetheart.
She will go to the new earth.
But not necessarily right away?
Not necessarily right away, but she will go there, no question.
Okay. On the volcano, Pele, that's doing all the erupting and cleansing on the big island, is she going to remove the PGV installation that has been doing all the fracking, because the lava's gotten really close but hasn't totally consumed the installation? Is she going to consume the installation with lava?
And what a lovely thing that will be.
Oh, she's going to lovely. Yay, 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 yay. Okay, I watch the videos every day from everything that everybody's doing there. It's scary if you live there, but at the same time, it's so beautiful to see everything. I do have an oddball question concerning Earth and the event that's coming. And I know millions are watching this happening that have come great distances. And by what I've read through Dolores Cannon books, they're coming from other dimensions and other universes. Is that accurate?
Totally.
So my question is, I can understand coming between the universes. I grasp that really easy. But how do they come from other universes? And how would they know? Is this some beings that are highly evolved in their soul? They hop over to that universe and say, hey, this is what's happening over here. You might want to come check it out.
On a level that's not at all obvious in the 3D world, everything everywhere is known.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Okay. That. And then I can hop on to other questions, but I do have a couple personal questions. Are you able to tell me when Oliver and Melissa will be back living in France?
Before June is over.
Okay. And also, they're waiting for some money to be transferred into a bank account, and we have been told it's on its way. They need this money by the 1st of June. Will the money be here, be there for them before the 1st of June?
Yes, my dear.
Or they will be, pardon?
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. And thank you so much for being here. I am so grateful to you. So, Mary, I can hop into political questions, or I can shut up and let you talk. What would you what do you want to happen?
Well, let me take on a couple more things, and then you come in if you've got those on your list, okay?
Oh, I've got lots on my list, but I'll pick out what I think are the most important.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, it's reported that 34 Chilean bishops have resigned, they're gone, whatever, and that this is a good sign because they were tied to the Bushes and the Nazi coup of 9/11, which was really a Khazarian mafia Nazi coup, was it not, here in the United States? Is this all true?
It is true. Yes, okay. They were tied to that.
Okay. And so they were either removed or resigned, facing the reality of their involvement being exposed
Correct.
To the general public. Okay. All right, that's good.
And were 20 of those bishops, were they the ones that were killed in that plane crash? Was that 20 of those bishops?
It wasn't quite that large a number, but yes.
Okay.
Okay, so the corruption in Malaysia is being exposed more and more, is it not? And Flight 370, which became 17, all that's being exposed now is a cabal program?
Correct.
The people that were on the Flight 370, are they in another dimension? Will they ever be back? What is with them?
They were held for a while, and they've been reintegrated into society.
Have the good ones that were on the plane, the innocent ones, which I'm sure there were people on that plane that were innocent, okay, and others were not, have they been able to return to their families, or they've come back in a different form or different identity?
They were able to return.
Awesome. What about them talking, or were their memories wiped?
There were many measures taken to make sure that would not occur.
Oh, like you open your mouth, you're gone, or whatever, and your whole family's gone, or whatever?
Exactly.
Yes, okay. But is that the first time that the innocent ones on a plane have been able to return to their families?
Pretty much, yeah.
Pretty much, because usually they were just taken to another dimension, were they not?
Yes.
And they were gone from this one. Okay. Well, that's nice that some of them were able to come back. And,
Mary,
and
Bernard,
they have memories.
Mary, Bernard's on the line.
Well, Don usually announces.
Well, he came through to me to confirm something.
Okay.
I'll explain later.
Verna, are you there?
Yes, okay, I am, right. But am I interrupting something? No.
No, do you have a question?
Yes, I want to ask Genghis Khan what I can do to help my sister.
What you can do to help your...
Verna, did you say to help your sister?
Yes.
What you can do that is most helpful is simply to love her, that which you already do.
Okay, thank you, because I do that. I do have another question.
I know.
Where is Jake?
You mean what dimension?
I mean, where is he? I've told him not to come back until I'm on the new earth. But where I want to visualize him happy and safe in his own little world.
He's still in spirit, dear one. He's fine.
Oh, thank you. Because I talk to him every day.
You're welcome.
Thank you. And where is Gordon?
Gordon is a larger animal now.
Larger animal?
Yes. He came back in a different race. Larger being.
Okay, thank you. Will I remain here with my sister and her husband, or will I end up on Maui? I don't know.
The most energy is that you come to Maui.
Yes, that's what I feel. Okay, thank you, and I'll let someone else talk now. Thank you, and namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you, Verna.
Thank you, Mary.
Okay. Back to some political stuff. Gina Haspel, the new CIA director. This is a good person.
Excellent.
Oh, excellent. Now that's, we don't hear that often. That's good. Okay. And Trump has maybe done an executive order or something similar to release unredacted documents concerning a lot of the deep state stuff and stuff that's been going on. True?
True.
And will the FBI and CIA comply? Maybe kicking and screaming, but comply?
Do they have a choice?
Well, they feel they have in the past, where they have released documents that are mostly blackened out, okay? Is that going to change now?
Yes, can you say Trump?
Yes, Trump. What a nice name.
And how soon will these documents be released?
Before summer's end.
Oh, so they're going to, they're going to drag their feet.
I didn't say that.
Oh, okay. Mary, can I tap in a couple questions on this?
Sure.
Okay, so there are FBI agents that really want to come forward and talk, but they only want to do it when they're subpoenaed because of repercussions if it's not through a subpoena. I'm also guessing that maybe there's a lot of people in the CIA that feels that way also, and it has been made known to Trump that's how they feel. So will he be getting subpoenas to get to these people so they can come talk with and be happy that they can talk about what has been happening and give more proof?
That will occur, yes.
And will that be happen before the end of summer?
Yes.
Cool. Okay. Can I ask another important question on a different topic, Mary?
Sure.
Okay. So it's been reported that the FCC, Federal Communications something, that they went in on May 22nd to the corporate offices of CNN and the AP. Because the FCC is saying that they're violating their contract of reporting news. Is this true?
Which part?
That CNN and the AP had their computers and everything seized by the FCC agents?
Yes. A little late, don't you think?
Pardon?
Yes.
A little late, don't you think?
Well, true, but at least they did something. So will this also be happening to, like, the Washington Post and the New York Times newspapers? I do not know if they're regulated by the FCC.
Their path will be a different one, but no more pleasant.
So does this mean that these companies are shaking in their boots, just like scared shitless, now what's going to happen?
Indeed.
Okay. Okay, I can stop asking questions, Mary, but I got others if you want me to ask.
Okay, well, that was a good one. I was going to ask that, too, because, yeah, it's high time the FCC raided those offices, right?
Yeah,
high time, yes. Okay.
Okay, can I ask one more question?
New York Times and...
Okay, one real quick one. Trump is going after Obama big time now for corruption and treason. Will something be happening to the Obamas before the end of summer? Like arrested?
Will the sun come up tomorrow?
Yes. Okay. Thank you, David.
Will the sun come up tomorrow?
Thank you. I love that answer.
Oh, good.
High time on that one, too, if not. Yes. All right. Good. Good. Okay. Jerome Corsi, who has had some good information out, but is there a lot of confusion in even the good independent news media, like Isaac Green and Jordan Sather and... Jerome and Robert David Steele, and even Roy Potter, are they not understanding or they have a mixed feelings about Q and what's really going on, which you clarified earlier this evening, that same code but use discernment because some things are right and some things are not right.
That is correct, yes. Okay.
So these guys are, some of them are as confused as the rest of us have been, yes, and so it's hard for them to report accurately.
it makes it a bit difficult for them, but they can do it.
If they use their discernment, like the rest of us, and figure out what's really, really true. Okay, so the real Q is just as active as ever. Yes, okay. Are YouTube and Google going to be reined in pretty soon? What's going to happen with them? Can you tell at this time?
I can't speak on this at this point.
Okay. Okay. Amazon falls into a similar category, but not the same, because it ships products, which Google and YouTube do not. We in Hawaii are very dependent on Amazon because there's just a lot of stuff that isn't stocked here. The retail stores can only stock so much. And retail, I think, is difficult enough for those who are courageous enough to have a retail store and be dependent, in many cases, on tourists. Are we going to be able to get stuff we need? Well, up until the event, of course, that changes everything. But is anything going to happen to make it difficult for us to get the stuff we need from Amazon?
My dear, you are talking to the wrong character if you want predictions of dire things happening to you.
Oh, okay. Like, we're always protected, so don't worry about it, right?
Correct.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Today is the 24th, and there were emails that I saw briefly about big things happening on the 23rd, which was yesterday. I'm not certain what happened yesterday that would be a big thing that's separate from other stuff, if there is anything. Did anything significant happen that we haven't addressed?
Yes, but you don't have knowledge of it.
Is that because I haven't been able to be on the internet enough, or it hasn't
been
put out?
It hasn't been put out.
Okay. When it is put out, will people like Isaac Green, Jordan Sather, and so forth have that information?
Correct.
So as soon as we can get our internet, that will be easier to do. Okay. Do you have any projections for us? Since Spectrum did not show up today to do the installation they were supposed to do, do I call them in the morning and raise hell again?
Absolutely.
Okay. So are they as disorganized as it looks like they are?
More.
More. We thought Oceanic was bad. For those of you who are not in Hawaii, we have very limited service providers. And Oceanic was pretty awful, although we got some decent service. Spectrum has taken them over and is worse, is it not?
In many respects, yeah.
Good grief. So I just keep harassing them for our personal situation.
Yes. Spectrum is an example of what happens when you let fiefdom run the show. All the separate pieces, all the separate work groups.
Right. There's no coordination.
Right.
They don't
Zero.
Communicate.
Exactly. They don't.
And the CEO and the upper level leadership people don't care, don't know, don't want to bother.
Haven't effectively addressed it.
Well, that's obvious.
Yeah, well, that is
okay, so I just keep harassing him until we get it.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Think Tuesday.
Think Tuesday. Oh, my God, that's 5 days away.
Fine.
Okay. Yeah, right. It's already been 4 weeks. Okay. And we don't live at the top of Haleakala, where there is no service, which one of the reps, one of the customer people, tried to accuse us of. Okay, so keep harassing them. All right. We are just about out of time. Do you have a last message for our callers and listeners? today.
You have the strength, you have the will. Use them.
For the light, for the good, for the life you want to create and be of service to others and all of that good stuff.
Absolutely.
Yes. All right. Thank you, Genghis Khan, so very much for being here.
My pleasure.
Very grateful, and it's been awesome. Thank you. Namaste.